My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. It's a very happy Tuesday. Good to be with you. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. We're with you till 10 a.m. The show is Payne and Pendergast. And Seth, I wake up this morning.
Yeah.
As you sit on your all-in-the-family sofa this morning out in Oregon.
I'm in Springfield, Oregon.
Springfield, Oregon.
Yeah, just helping the kid move into college. And I've got a great Airbnb here. And I think the neighbors are far enough away that my loud voice
Your
won't
booming. Voice.
If we get a knock at the door from the officials, from the cops at some point,
then, yeah, because it's even earlier out there than normal, right? Well, we're 2 hours difference, right?
Yep, 4 a.m.
Hey, yeah. Man, I just got the days of the week. All right, the time zones.
Hey, I don't know if the listener is aware of this or not, but it's a different time in Oregon.
Some aren't, probably. I think you're giving our listeners a lot of credit. You know how many listeners probably have to like go to a map to see what the time difference is between here and Oregon? More than you would think.
Yeah. Well, 2 hours. I have to do it myself sometimes. It's 2 hours. Yeah.
4 a.m. out there. All right. So as you sit out there this morning and as I sit here this morning and the Astros lose last night, to the Padres. No big deal. The Mariners didn't play. The one thing I am thankful for is in the standings now, we are at a stage where the Astros and the Mariners have finally played the same amount of games. So I don't have to, you know, crunch all the numbers to figure out. No, it's four games, man. They've played the same amount of games, four games. Astros are leading. I don't know what the magic number is, but it's dwindling by the day. But last night they lose 3-1. But I am thankful, Seth, for two things based on things that happened yesterday. I was just thinking about this as I'm looking at the rundown. I am thankful for D'Amico Ryans, and I am thankful for C.J. Stroud. And it is because last night on Monday Night Football, the Eagles and Nick Sirianni allowed the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins to waltz down the field in Philadelphia at the end of the game and steal that game 22-21. We'll talk about that in a second. So I'm thankful for D'Amico Ryans because he's not Nick Sirianni. But even more than that, I am thankful for C.J. Stroud that he is not Bryce Young.
Oh, my gosh, man. Boy, we're in dicey territory with Bryce Young.
He's done.
Man.
We should update the people just who don't know.
Yeah.
He got benched yesterday in Carolina, 19 games into his NFL career. Bryce Young is benched, and I listened to plenty of Carolina radio yesterday afternoon as the news was breaking, and the consensus seems to be two things. One, this is a David Tepper decision. David Tepper's the owner, the very intrusive owner. And two, Bryce Young is he's cooked. He's Zach Wilson. He's Trey Lance. Fill in name of highly drafted quarterback here who's moved on to other things. That is Bryce Young now.
I think it's hard to honestly. It's really hard for me to drum up a whole lot of pettiness and saying like, yeah, take that, Bryce Young. He seems like a nice kid, and it seems like he works hard, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
But in taking delight at just everything and all the narratives collapsing and falling onto themselves, and the Texans being in the exact opposite situation with their quarterback, that part is fun. But I think also you just look at, regardless of whether it's D'Amico Ryans or Nick Caserio or C.J. Stroud or anything else, you look at the differences in ownership around the league. And in Carolina, man, it looks like they are on track to be the new Washington Commanders.
Yes.
In which you have an owner that has a hair trigger on making decisions, thinks he's smarter than everybody else. The one thing that I saw yesterday in a comment from a Panthers fan was, whenever you hear somebody had an epiphany in Carolina now, you know that it's Dave Tepper.
Yes.
So Canales, the new coach, had nothing but confidence and support for Bryce Young last week, and they were behind him all the way.
Dude, he said on Sunday, I watched Canales' press conference after the loss to the Chargers, he was asked about benching Bryce, and we'll have the audio later. He's like, no, Bryce is my guy. He's our quarterback on Sunday, like 24 hours before.
One day later, and all of a sudden, hey, you got to do what's right for the team right now. And I'm not sitting here acting like all they had to do was stick with Bryce Young and he would have been just fine. Mm-hmm. Who knows exactly what the right decision is, except that it's just this erratic decision-making from 1 month or 1 week to the next, in which this owner just seems to – he comes from a world in which – you know, in the financial markets and in the hedge fund world that he was in, a lot of active trading, not necessarily a long-term strategy, just ADHD to the extreme. And that's how they're operating their football franchise. So that's nice to see if you look at, you know, I think the Texans were painted as that when in reality, looking back on it, there was a whole lot of turmoil, or just there was a transition phase after Bob McNair passed away in which they were trying to find exactly what the right structure was. But where you can sit now and look at what the McNairs are willing to do and support they're willing to give their football people, and that their football people make the right decisions once they have them in place, it's just night and day between the Panthers and the Texans.
Yeah, you're right. I should throw the McNairs in there too. C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and the McNairs, because you just laid it out. You laid out the Tepper side of this thing. You're absolutely right. Like, that's even as the Texans were where the Panthers are now, in terms of the standings and just the roster and everything else, there would never be a point, if we were to ask that question and when it got really bad, do you think Cal McNair is going to step in and tell Lovie Smith or David Culley or even, you know, or D'Amico Ryans or whoever what to do with the quarterback? Never. Like, the answer is never. He would never. Cal would never do that, ever.
I think looking back on it, look, every GM is going to make personnel mistakes or what have you. I mean, sometimes it's hard to even call a lot of personnel decisions mistakes because it's like a batter. You know, it's like a major league batter. If he's going to make a lot of – if you call every strikeout a mistake or every flyout a mistake, that's just not the way it works.
Right.
But I think – by far the biggest mistake this organization has made, the Texans, is in the selection of David Culley as the coach that year. I don't think the Texans were trying to outright tank, like just intentionally be as miserable as possible. They knew it was a reset year, and they knew that, hey, you're probably going to have better draft picks because of this season. But I think that they were also trying to establish a culture of some sort, and Culley just wasn't that guy to set that culture. Lovie Smith would have been the best bridge coach, but ultimately at the end of the day, if you look at the Panthers going back to last season, it was so erratic from week to week, where Frank Reich lost his play calling duties and then took back his play calling duties, and then Frank Reich is gone, and it's just so many sea changes from 1 week to the next. It's really hard to establish anything like that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, it's tough. And I got thinking this morning, too, because the Panthers didn't earn the pick, air quotes, earn the pick. They got them Bryce Young. They traded up to get it. The Bears had that pick, and they traded with the Panthers. And on paper, that turned out to be a really good trade, other than the fact that if the Bears had just stayed at one and drafted C.J. Stroud, they would be the ones on track to win 11 or 12 games this year, not the Houston Texans. Actually, technically, the Texans are on track to win all 17 games this year on pace.
That's just math.
That's just math. Don't shoot the messenger. That's just math. But I got thinking about this, because a lot of people point out, like, oh, it turns out the Texans in getting that number two pick, they were really lucky to get that number two pick because they were going to take Bryce Young with the first pick, and they really dodged a bullet with Bryce Young. To which I would say, I know you pointed out many times, maybe they weren't going to take Bryce Young. There's a chance they did like C.J. Stroud better. But,
yeah.
And Bryce may have been different here. I will point this out. It was Carolina trading up to get Bryce. The Texans had a chance to trade up to number one if they liked a quarterback enough. They stayed at two. You know, they were comfortable being at two and with whoever was there, taking whoever's there. So even if they did have Bryce at the top of their big board, they weren't thirsty enough to give up assets to go get him. At the very least, they viewed those two guys similarly, Bryce.
Yeah,
and
no,
CJ.
And this isn't this is not hindsight by me or anything. This has been my consistent thought all along, was that I don't think people were as unanimously sold on Bryce Young as a lot of the media narrative became. And then B, I do think that at the point in the process when the trade was made or when the Texans were trading up, I honestly don't think either organization knew exactly who they were going to pick. I think they thought that both those guys were worth a number one overall pick, but it's not as simple as just, oh yeah, they were going to trade for Bryce Young. Everybody knew it. You know, for one, the Panthers subscribe to the S2 test service.
Yes.
The Texans do not.
Correct.
For whatever reason. So you've got this analytically minded owner that thinks he's smarter than everybody in this S2 cognition test that Bryce Young aced and C.J. Stroud was awful at, seemed to be a big talking point in a lot of ways. And I don't think it's, and I'm not even saying that as giving credit to the Texans or anything. I think there are a lot of teams in the league that looked at Bryce Young and saw what an outlier he would be in terms of being a smaller guy who's not actually all that athletic playing quarterback in the NFL. And when you see him in person and watch him work out versus C.J. Stroud in person, I think there was a lot more disagreement over whether you should take a flyer on Bryce Young than a lot of the media types said.
Yep, I agree with that. Middle screen's up early. And I thought about this yesterday when he just texted in. Pretty ironic that Bryce was the one who was named the starter from day one, and Stroud had to beat out Mills and Keenum. And it's true. Like, this whole thing, especially if you juxtapose it to the way the Texans brought along C.J. Stroud early on, it is really a referendum on bringing in a highly drafted young quarterback, whereas the Panthers treated it like a coronation of Bryce Young, like he had already accomplished something by being the number one overall pick. The Texans drafted C.J. Stroud knowing full well he was eventually going to be the guy they chose to be the franchise quarterback. I don't think they knew he would turn into this so early. You know, like, I think it is, when you look at the two franchises and how they handled it, there's something there, you know. There is something there. All right, off and running on a Tuesday. Monday Night Football last night, by the way, Atlanta 22, Eagles 21. We didn't really dig into that, but the Eagles might have saved the Falcons' season last night by allowing a late touchdown in that game. We'll get to that in headlines a little bit later. Hey, and the Astros lose last night, if you're just getting in your car, 3-1, because I know a lot of you got in your car, probably went to bed knowing that game started at 8:40 last night. Let's get back to the Texans. Two big things coming out of the game on Sunday night. What should the punishment be for someone who had to defend himself Cobra Kai style on an opposing bench? And two, where are these hip drop tackle penalties that we've been discussing? Joe Mixon wants to know. We will get to that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.